Blog Talk Radio.
Go right up and we've reached the climax. We're together, now we're undone. We'll commit so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, wanna give it all, we both gave up. Can't take it back, it's too late. Off the ground, love is the ground that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're
going nowhere fast. We've reached a climax.
Gave my best, it wasn't enough. You get upset, we argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. So why do I care at all?
Baby, you're so classic. Yeah, yeah. Baby,
keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle.
I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Barbie, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head.
A girl like you ever till we met. A star in the 40s and a forward in the 50s. Got me tripping out like 60. Queen of the disco pet. A 70s dream and an 80s best. Hepburn, Beyonce, Marilyn, Madden. Girl, you're top. Just so
good. Over my head. I'm out of my mind.
Take him home. my mind like what? You be on my mind like what? Sure about the way, but not about the day, cause it's just too much I wanna say. Ooh, that's just how I be feeling. Ooh, sometimes I wanna give in and take you to the latest. It might be the greatest. Maybe you can rate it, cause
ready when it's time. I'm getting all my show clothes. So hot when I rock those. The night looks so good, you say. That's just what I be feeling. Sometimes I wanna give in and take it to the latest. It might be the greatest. So maybe you can rate it, cause
I'm thinking
my getting you.
Tired of being and I don't entertain them. But damn, you gotta give me more.
I know, and I'm really getting hurt.
If you don't want it like me, I can think about 100 things I could be doing right now to waste my time with you. Okay, but you gotta have it your way. I'ma start that clock on you. We gon' see what's up when a nigga pull up on me. Start a nigga fat back. Don't you know all of these niggas with the nigga fat back? I'm just saying, boy, you playing, you gon' let it wind down. You got 24 seconds and it's starting right now.
RS and that's surely what we are. Flip it round, add VE and let's see if this goes far. Full of chuckles and cuddles and sometimes eye puddles. Compose love like we're Mozart.
Good evening, everyone. I am Miss VIP and welcome to Express Your Vibe. Tonight I am joined by my phenomenal co-host, Poetic. How you doing, Poetic?
Doing great, Ms. VIP. How you doing?
Hey, it's been a couple of days, but I'm here and I'm ready. And tonight, I just want everybody to express their vibe because right now I'm in a love thing. I'm in a groove. But anyway, this show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on, Poetic?
Absolutely. I got mine, for sure.
Yeah, so we want to give thanks to our CEO, Mr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. And you know what, Poetic? I think it's time to just get into a groove and... You know what? I won't throw you under the bus tonight. I got a piece, and I'm just gonna. Like I said, I'm trying to be full of love tonight. I don't know what's come over me. You know, it's been a love thing with me as of late.
Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you so much. This piece is called Love Letter. I realized I never wrote you a love letter. I love writing. You know I love you. You're my breath of fresh air. You're my words when I can't utter them. My eyes reflect what I feel. I wear my heart on my sleeve. All you have to do is look. I'm an open book. Yet being down this road a time or two, I still believe in love, and I want you. It cost me to put myself out there. To have one see me for me, someone to care. My record speaks for itself, how courageous I am, I feel, to take another chance at the idea of a true romance, a real relationship, the idiosyncrasies, insecurities, the getting to know each other. Hoping you're the calm to my storm, the light in the dark hours, what I desire most. This total reciprocity, what I give you, you give me. I just want what I wanted all my life, my one, my special person, all my life should be. So I'm writing you this love letter, all that I have, all that I am, and all my love is yours. And that's that piece.
Ooh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Love your vibe. I love your vibe tonight.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's, for real, the poet would say that's a nice, sappy, sappy piece.
Yes, he would say that. And I'd be baby loved all night long, which is, you know.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Ooh, baby love. Hey, baby love.
Mm-hmm. Body surf.
Yes, we body surfed and we will kiss life together. We kiss life together.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Right? Oh, my goodness. I swear you sound just like him. My goodness. Well, man, what's your vibe tonight?
You know, my vibe is kind of your vibe, to be honest. I pulled up a piece that expresses my vibe right now.
Okay. So, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. It's called Baby, I'm Ready. There are often times I enjoy writing, but writing about you is my favorite topic, so I'm inviting you into the mind of poetic. As you will find, it's diverse and eclectic. I see the beauty in your flaws, though I get frustrated and I want to break traditional romance laws. I'm compelled and drawn to your amazing energy. You are simply uniquely made, and my vision of you standing bare naked in my Garden of Eden sends me on a collision with destiny and time. Others will call it a crime that you were created from my rib, just a small, simple surgery with no ad lib to create something so great. The royalty of the beauty when I saw you with my own eyes and I no longer had to wait. The moment I would get to just touch you, the ability to just feel you, sent earth-shattering blessings through every part of me, and I was no longer guessing whether or not I was ready for what God was giving me. I earned the twinkle in his eyes when he made me, but you have given me a desire unlike no other. Life's journey with you is unlike any other, and I would walk through hell just to make sure I keep you safe, and I would tell Satan himself that I'm not here to bargain, but rather fight for the soul of the woman I love to taste again and again. Preparation of my thoughts of you began the moment I laid eyes on you and I realized that you were made for me. Baby, I was ready. I love you. I love you. In peace.
You know, the way you use your words is like, I mean, everybody tells me I'm very blatant, but your rhyme and your cadence makes me feel like we're, I don't know, like we're sitting at an intimate table and you're just talking to me poetically, and I'm like, wow. I'm like, whoa. It just
you
want to know. With you.
Absolutely. You want to know what's crazy is when I do talk intimately with a woman, I always get, are you using your poetry lines on me or is this really you talking?
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, are you serious right now? That's what we're doing?
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, you're not using anything scientific. It's not rocket science. They're words. And if you feel the words,
then right.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. That part.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's time to open up the mic. And, you know, I appreciate this tonight, so we're just going to let it rain. All right?
That's all right with me.
Diva, how's my diva tonight?
What's up, diva? What's up, poetic?
Hey, Rain, how you doing, darling?
I am well. I came in just in time to hear that beautiful piece of yours.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed it, because, baby, I'm ready.
I know. Ooh. That's right. That's one of my favorite songs.
See, you caught that. Mm. See, ooh, that's why we could.
Come on now.
That's why we connect.
You get to talk too.
That's why we connect. Yes. Yes.
And I'm thinking about that old John. I'm ready to learn. to fall in love.
Okay.
But anyway.
That's that Gerald Levert. Baby,
You already know.
Absolutely. Well, my darling, what's your vibe tonight?
I mean, well, you know, I just came in from running errands because, you know, the sun is still shining here. It's bright and it's early, so I just pulled up some piece. I don't think I've ever spit it here before. You know, I have to comment on something Poetic was just talking about. I think that this is why I have to deal with a creative. I have to deal with somebody that understands that I am a creative and that would never question just because they get it. You know what I mean? They understand. But this is called I Need That Kind of Love.
Ooh-wee. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I need that kind of love, that kind of love that sees into you, sees the part of you that hides from eyes unable to appreciate all that is you, that kind of love that finds you before they seek you, yet somehow finds a way to complete the already complete you, that kind of love that is perfect in its imperfection. That kind of love that reminds you that your heart is intended to beat and your lungs are intended to breathe. That kind of love that exhales life and inhales death just so you can live. That kind of love found in spaces beyond the realms of hell and higher than the heavens has no boundaries of where it should go and will find a way to get there. The kind of love that can smile on the darkest day and suddenly the sun rises. That kind of love that whispers and suddenly your world stands still, it captures your full attention. That kind of love that speaks and I listen. That kind of love that says so much without saying much at all. That kind of love that finds you naked and dresses you with love, understanding, and compassion before peeling away layers to seek the depths of your passion. That kind of love that can't be explained when asked. It just is, because it is. That kind of love that will make you forget everyone before them. When they speak, that is the only voice that matters. It's that kind of love. That kind of love that I need. That's right.
Need that kind of love as well.
Yeah, I need that kind of love too. Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, right? Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was beautiful. I mean, I think everybody dreams of that type of love. It's just so many, you know, so many things that, let's say, revolve around love and that, you know, all of us need at one point in time. But I want that.
I wrote this a long time ago. I could definitely add to it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
man, this was
changed over time, but yeah. Oh, I'm poetic.
This was serious. This was the sappiest piece of the night, Ms. VIP.
Mm-hmm.
This piece was more sappy than Bobby Lewis.
Y'all just getting started this time. I'm sure that you have something zappier, poetic.
I don't know, Rain. That's a special kind of love right there that you're talking about.
It is.
You know, that's you doing surgery on yourself, taking out your heart, laying it on the table, and saying, "Baby, this is what I need. Can you protect it?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My goodness,
That's that kind of love that you're talking about.
That's a kind of human. Mm-hmm.
Listen. I don't even know if those kind of humans exist anymore.
You know what? I'm starting to wonder. I mean, I know at least one that exists.
Yeah, I know me. At least just two. I do. I know at least
I mean,
one.
That's me. So, but the problem is that people have been hurt so much that they don't believe that you're that kind of love. So, because they bring all of their baggage, it makes it hard for them to recognize when it's real or believe when it's real.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you know,
that part.
That's Girl, that right there is a whole show. That's a whole show. That is a whole show.
Who knows? It might be a whole show.
That's a whole show. Because you're right. People have been hurt. People have been hurt so much.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what to fake anymore. I mean, women come in my inbox on Instagram, I be questioning them hard and heavy. Who sent you? Why are you here? What's your purpose? Have you thought about why you jumped in my inbox?
But you know what? I think that that's the thing. Like, for me, and I think the universe understands this, it has to appear, and it has to, everything has to be organic.
Right.
It just has to be organic. Like, I can't say I can't be approached, but I think it just has to happen for me.
Right.
Now, how that happens, I don't know, but it has to happen.
I know that the pandemic is actually making me miss actually going up to her and talking to her in person traditionally. Mm-hmm. This online stuff that's happening today, oh, my God. I'm like, what is wrong with you ladies? What's wrong? And what's wrong with you men? How are you going to just meet somebody and just go send a picture of your private parts? If that's all they're interested in. Bro, come on. Come on. And ladies,
we don't want to talk about
a nice pair of breasts. I really do. But that is not what I'm interested in. I need to know what's going on between
your ears.
You see, she stopped me mid-sentence. She stopped me mid-sentence. Don't have any of the right. Come on, baby, come on. Fuck it,
I'm just saying. But yeah, I think we can the ladies, because we've had our fair share of dusty D pics, unsolicited sent, and that's the bigger thing is, if I ain't asked for it, why are you sending it?
Right.
That part.
Yeah.
My diva, that was so lovely,
yeah.
And
beautiful.
I'm sappy. Yeah. I'm sappy.
Sappy.
And I love it.
Well, I already know, Ms. VIP, you definitely have more sappy. Because you are the epitome of sappy.
I think I rate right up there with Real and Van. So, yeah, and a couple others. They got some sap, too.
I mean. You're talking to a man who's in love with love, so I can write some of the most sappiest pieces if necessary, because I'm in love with love. You understand what I'm
saying? Yeah, I'm sure that you have more people. I'm sure you have more people in queue, so I don't want to take up time, but I do have to serve notice to Mr. Poetic.
Mm-hmm.
I have made the tweaks necessary for Monday's show. I don't think you're ready.
Oh,
baby, I'm ready.
Oh. Okay.
But Diva, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, both of you. I know, right?
Thank you. Yep.
Bye.
Absolutely.
All right,
baby.
We'll test that out
on Monday.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. All right. One love, one mic.
Appreciate
to the Groovy Lounge with you. All right, babe. Ooh. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rain. And next on the mic is a C-34 Music. Hello. Welcome to Express Your Value. How are you?
C-34. This early. Hi, how are you? I'll let the phone ring. I ain't worried about it. Somebody's going to pick it up. Okay, there you go. Hi.
I know that ring. That's my ringtone for my phone, too, bro, at work. Yep, I know that ring anywhere. Whew.
Yeah, somebody got to do some work around here except me.
I know that's right, brother. I know that's right, man. But how you doing this evening, man? You doing all right?
I'm doing fine, Poetic. How are you doing? And Miss VIP, how are you?
We lost her. She should be back in a moment. We lost her. She for some reason, her call got kicked off, but she'll be back.
See, that's the effect I have on some women sometimes. That's the whole point.
I know that's right,
when
bro.
When I come in, the whole place turns dark. That's how that goes.
Own it, brother.
Yes. Ms. VIP, I see you came back.
Quick pass, Mahali. How are you tonight?
So I just heard Rain with her sexy voice, and I would say thank you for that poem. Thank you for that. Thank you for your vibe.
No problem. So what's your vibe for tonight?
Well, this was originally for another network, but I flipped it at the end. It's called Evaporated Mics.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Evaporated Mics. I drip the mic until it drip, drop from my empire. My words become the dream, number 34, like Elijah one when the mic is on. Let them rock it out of Houston, smoking herbs in the air with my hands cocked all the way to Bel Air as a robot legend. Separated 6 degrees as a fresh prince, but there's a hitch. Y'all want me to be a bad boy, but I can't be. All up in the videos, on the streams, dancing. You remind me of a Native American in my Jeep, Comanche. You insane like a lightning bolt, 100 meters in a track meet. I won't call you a gangster female dog like I'm an Apache. My words earn more diesel than Ben and got more skills than Shaquille. I do this for the love, and in my cycling is my passion. And I assure you it's progressive in all states nationwide, and I'm not greedy like Gordon Gekko. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want for nothing from death row. All my love is all I have, and today is very special. And all the poets spitting death poems, you got to be really deserving an encore like your name, Cheryl. Sipping on peppermint-flavored amaretto in Amarillo, Texas, but never a battle of the sexes. Respect to your penmanship as your ink bled with relevance. Exhibit A is the evidence you killed Black Orange. Your words live in effigy, causing true intelligence to mentally levitate to where single mothers escape from Section 8 housing and find men of God as spouses. I want to melt this microphone in liquid kryptonite, populate wombs into schools of higher learning when I drip the mic. I became a man when I did away with the infantile. Bring in this piece like Jack Nicholson as the Joker and go with a smile. Correction, I have an epiphany. I call the code red like Nathan Jessup. You'll anticipate my next message like Carly Simon sexing Patrick Mahomes on ketchup. And then go far away like Kindred with my humble DNA like Kendrick. As my voice booms through your Kenwood, I thank God for his lesson to the sept. That my pen's good in this.
Whoa. He gets us again and again and again. Great piece.
Man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Man, this this vibe is nice right here. And I got to admit, bro, I don't know how you do it, but out of all of the Empire songs from that TV show, that one right there that you mentioned in this piece is my absolute favorite.
So you did catch that part. I should have known you caught that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Code Red reference. Man, there were so many references in this piece. But I liked it. I liked the line where you said, welfare mothers escaping welfare, finding Christian husbands. Something like that to that effect. That I'm paraphrasing. But I love that line. Very, very clever. And it wasn't even a metaphor. It was like the truth. It was the truth.
It was
you
real.
Were
I was going to say it was so totally real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were speaking it into the atmosphere. You're actually prophesying right now that's what will happen. Bruh. Dope vibe, bro. Dope vibe.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And I will let you penalize me for not saying that's my vibe, but that was my vibe.
That's okay. That is quite all right.
That's quite all right, bro.
So we're going to set you in the Groovy Lounge with the lava lamp going.
Oh, we got a
Thank
groove
so
lounge.
Much,
oh, yeah.
Please.
Ain't no half-stepping.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Double 34 Music. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
One mic, bro. Man.
Ooh.
That was fire.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you. When he said that about the welfare mothers, my eyeballs raised a bit, but it's so true.
Absolutely. It's so true.
Oh, my God. And I can't knock anybody, you know, who is or, you know, used to be or whatever, but I'm just saying. That was some rough words, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about a station identification right quick?
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Tommy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, everybody. We are about 15 minutes towards the hour of 10, and we done went from rain to a storm. My girl, Gina Storm, how are you, Diva? And welcome to Express Your Vibe.
Gina, are you muted? Gina Storm.
I suspect she'll be in any second.
Gina Storm, are you mutating? Mutating. The mutating Gina Storm. Mutating one. Where are you, Gina?
Well, let's play a song, Poetic, and then we'll come back to her.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Let's see. What kind of vibe are we in right now? What kind of vibe? This.
All right.
Thank you.
Poetic.
Yeah.
That was
great.
I love that.
Yeah.
That,
I had to dip to for real. That's for that one.
Ooh-wee. Oh, wow. So let's try the Gene Storm one more time. How about that?
Absolutely.
Hello, Gina. Welcome to
Happy Friday, Miss VIP. Happy Friday, Poetic. Mm-hmm. My bad.
Happy
I was on
Friday.
GG duty.
All right. That's all right.
Oh, I understand that one.
Right. I can't let Gina Storm take precedence over Gigi, but I said, oh, no, I'm going to make up for before. I needed them to just know that I just need a sec. So I'm going to be in and out like a robbery, and they're bilingual. Y'all got a topic tonight?
Right.
What's the thing? What's going on? I when I came in, Clarence Ferguson was on the mic.
Well, this is Express Your Vibe. It's just how you're feeling. Whatever vibe you're in, just express it. That's all.
Okay, so I'll express my vibe. No problem.
Absolutely.
All right.
When
you're ready, the mic is yours.
I am. Thank you. This is my vibe tonight. It's Friday, and today was a good day. I'm talking about from the moment that my feet hit the floor until right now, and every moment in between. It has been amazing. I felt like I didn't have to straighten my crown because all day long I've been a queen. I wasn't worried about what I was going to do next. I actually was in a position today in which I could eat three meals, and I did so because I know it's best. I know I have a lot of people in my life who are worried about my weight loss, but it came from me being ill. What they fail to realize is the sick diet or the grief diet are not the place that I want to be. So it's Friday, and I got to reemphasize that. I came to chill. I just simply want to feel good for the remainder of this weekend. This will be the last time that I see my grandchildren before they start school on the 18th. They were out due to COVID like everybody else's kids, but they're looking forward to being in a classroom environment. The youngest two, my middle granddaughter Danielle and my only grandson Joshua, are looking forward to being in a class because e-school for them was not a joy. They felt like it was an obligation that they were getting over with. My oldest granddaughter, however, had an opportunity to go to preschool, kindergarten first, and did not get to go to second grade in a class. So she's happy to see her friends again at last. Some of them she saw during quarantine, but not too many. So all I have to concentrate on is my family and how we all have an opportunity to see each other, even though we were quarantined. Everybody was being safe simply because they know that me and my mom both have immune systems that are compromised. The beautiful thing for she and I is that we had wonderful times with the people who are our relations. These were our kinfolk, some of which aren't even our skinfolk. But the reality is this, when we're together, it's bliss. We had family dinner, cookouts, spent time in the pool, did everything that we could do together. As long as we were safe, it was cool. The only thing that I didn't do was travel as much as I used to. Maybe I'll be able to do so again, but in the meantime, I love my family and close friends. They've been checking on me, seeing if there's anything that I need. I was ordering my groceries and having them delivered to me. I think I've only been in a store about four times since it's been 2021, and I don't feel bad about it because I need you to understand this, hon. I wasn't peopling before there was a quarantine, and the things that I do every single day inside my home make me happy. A lot of people would feel like they were isolated and that being quarantined were keeping them away from the general public. I don't feel like that. Nine times out of ten, I tell people that I'm in the house because it's too peoply outside. I'm becoming more of a people person every single day of the week. The wonderful thing that I love about having this opportunity is because I always know that there's a mic available if I need to get something off my chest and speak. So my vibe tonight is just simply happiness. You don't have to look to other people to make that something for you. The key to your happiness is in your own pocket, purse, or wallet. Don't look for others to make sure that you do. Be happy. Be joyous. Be glad. When you wake up in the morning, I don't care what happened the day before, don't be sad. Simply embrace the fact that you are alive. They call today the present because it's a gift. I unwrapped mine, and I'm just happy to be here. In peace.
Yes, yes, yes. What a way to express your vibe in that last line. Man, I am just happy to be here. Speaks volumes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that, Tina Storm.
I love
you're welcome.
Happiness. I love it.
I want to thank both of y'all for coming back to me because I was like, oh, my God, they said my name, but it was too late. So, but what I love about this is even if I don't hear my name or that I'm unmuted, if I hit one of the hosts up, they'll make sure that I still remain in the queue and that I can go next. And I'd want to thank you for that poetic because I felt like it was at a deficit. God, I dropped the ball on the mic. But I still made it in here tonight. I love y'all. I love poetry, the Epiphany family, having a show seven nights a week.
Love you too.
Ability for all of us to do what we need to do. And I hope that everybody's enjoyed their Friday like I did. One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic.
One
love,
one mic.
Take your socks off, baby, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Before we bring this next poet in, poetic, how about the rundown for the week?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with your host, Poetic. And our topic is simply, do you think that couples therapy is necessary to help maintain a healthy relationship? And it's going to be open mic, so I know there are three sexy dealers of Epiphany who has been given some pieces, and I hope they're coming through my world to do those pieces. And then Sunday night, y'all, Paul Sampson is back in the Inspiration Factory with yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, Essentially Janice running the event page, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And Monday they will be honoring the works of yours truly, Poetic. I'm excited about that. Tuesday night is going to be the War Council with your host, Mojave. You don't want to miss it. And then Wednesday night is the Lover Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Friday will be the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Make sure you tune in. Ms. VIP, back to you.
All right. Well, now we're going to open up this mic to one of my favorite people. Hey, welcome to Express Your Vibe. How are you tonight?
Hey, peace. Good evening, Queen. This is Kimbrella Renee. How are y'all doing?
Hey, hey, hey. Kimbrella. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. TGIF, y'all. We made it. It's been a long
week.
We
definitely made it. We made it. Oh, thank God we made it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know about y'all, but the kids are about to go back to school in a few weeks, you know.
My grocery bill, can go down. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. It's about to get real.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Thank God. I love my kids, but Lord, no, they can eat you out of house and home.
Ooh, yeah, my grocery bill, my electricity bill.
My water bill. Anybody feel my pain?
I absolutely feel your pain. Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, my sister. Good.
But, you know, I had to come through. You know, like I said, when I can, I always try to stop through and show love. So, you know, Fridays
absolutely.
Are easy for me. So I'm yeah, of course. Of course. I'm going to share something with y'all when y'all are ready.
Oh, hey, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. So, they say everybody is a potential murderer, but I think they just want to see a crime scene. Egos outlined in chalk, ink everywhere. Stares piercing through screens, planting whispers as seeds. I see the crop of insecurity growing at reckless speeds, wearing designer labels of victim with passive-aggressive symptoms falling from their sleeves while self-made machetes split them in low places like an episiotomy when the head of the truth is crowning. The alarm is sounding, uprooting costume surroundings and excessive behavior that ain't satisfied unless they self-gratify or upstage you. I can see when the still of my piece is in favor because it taps on nerves like maple trees and drips from lips losing grip on the breast from which they feed. So I smack their infancy with its own soiled diaper, hoping to awaken some maturity, praying for them to grow through it. Because, see, all of us go through it, but there's either backward or forward movement depending on the layer of your essence that you're most in tune with. And the truth is, happiness, real happiness, just ain't that popular. Some actually fear it. And the minute they see you get near it, the attack and try to disarm it. But it's going to be hard for them to hit this moving target armed with an understanding, landing upon the focal points of my own mirror. But for those with that blurred vision in need of stronger prescription while trapped in their own prisons, I'll zoom in just to make things a little clearer. See, I'm here by his grace and not your approval or promise. I strip subliminal garments, converting what's naked into gems that frustrate wallets and crash the stock market. Homicide said they want the DNA, so I drip it on papyrus carpets. Forensics have never seen a potential murderer this honest. A beast, yet still humble and modest, wrapped in the melanated flesh of a goddess. See, there's whispers that want to stop this, but God gave me the tools of a locksmith to pop the locks off their tops, inspiring change of mind to jingle louder than a change on pockets. And he told me, Kimbrella, you got this. Let them watch this on their own watches. Told me that time spent trying to dim the gold in my soul for fractionals who fear my actual while lacking the passion to become whole is not good for spiritual economics. For he breathed this gift in me for transparency. So expectations, ropes, likes, or comments could never lynch my patience with what the Most High has already promised. I speak with the taste of confidence, leaving the ego-driven drunk off their own toxins while they get pulled over for driving under ignorance and pass out in a pool of their own vomit. See, I have no vacancies for nonsense. So when I tell you I do this, it's beyond this internet, radio, or cellular frequency. And when you think of me, may it command you to stand in your reign. So fuck the hype, 15 minutes of fame and subliminal blood stains, because what flows in my veins has a disdain for false advertisement or the constant speak of haters and imitators. Because I'm starting to believe that some need that kind of energy just to breathe and reside on a higher hill than their neighbors. Don't try to make sense of gossiping labor because it only pays minimum wage with counterproductive behavior. Got to be careful to whom you're venting because too many are pretending, and I've seen some of the most beautiful smiles with the most wicked intentions. So I'm committed to eulogy the bullshit. Lower the casket, throw the dirt, and lay it to rest. Live and direct and redirect your attention to the armor of the head and spine. Attach these lines with that crown that keeps it all intact. See, I be that queen that speaks into your spirit even when you ain't got the strength to speak back. I be that flawed with no facade vessel, gifted and black. So pardon my back if after all that some still want to see a massacre, because I prefer to see the mass occur, a divine understanding of you, me, him, and her, served in an abundance to navigate your circumference so you can aim for something that adds meaning to your existence. Because rather than pushing death or a false image or becoming another statistic, I'd rather speak life and make a difference. In peace.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. The line of some fear to be happy, or when they see it, something about that as they're afraid to see it. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, I was saying that happiness
that line
ain't
right
that
there.
Popular. Yeah, because it's the truth. Some people, you got to be careful who you align yourself with, because happiness is not really that popular. And the
minute
they see it on you. You know, people are not happy
they
with themselves. So they can't be happy for you. They can't be happy for you.
That's right. That's right.
So, yeah.
Man, the whole time she was spitting this, I said, man, I said, we had a rain come through. We had a hard rain come through. We had some music masterpiece come through. Then we had a storm breeze in. Now we got this hurricane causing havoc. That's what I'm
right
about.
Now. Yes.
This piece was awesome. Amazing. And your wordplay in this is ridiculous.
Yes.
Give me that line again about the massacre, because you want to see the massacre. Give me that line again, because,
I think that was so, I said, I'll be that flawed with no facade vessel, gifted in black. So part of my back, if after all that, some still want to see a massacre, because I prefer to see the mass occur, a divine understanding of you, me, him, and her.
My God. My God.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Powerful.
I just want people
Girl.
To understand. Like,
yes.
My thing is, like, I want people to understand, like, as poets, you know, we got to be less concerned about the 15 minutes of fame and who's better than who and all of that crap. Like, again, I'm not into, you know, killing another poet. I want to see the mass occur. All of us actually rise into the space.
All of
us. It was given to rise. The time is now. Like, poetry is making a comeback, and the time is now for everybody to take their position and really speak what God has gifted you to speak on. This is the time.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Just speak
well,
that truth.
Well, before I send you to the Groovy Lounge with the lava lamp, what you got going on, Kendra?
Indeed. Well, you know, first as a... you know, poetic, graciously spoke on, you know, next Friday. We got the Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, and then you got myself and Sister Taraji, who hosts the event page. So, you know, y'all make sure y'all come through, a lot like your show. Bring your vibe, bring your best fit, which means what you're most confident of, the way you want to spit it. Bring it over there. We show love. We network all night. We build the confidence. We're all about stretching that pen, all about elevating the art. So come through. It's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Correct. So that would be for y'all. That would be 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Thank you for having my back on that.
I got you.
Yeah.
But much love to y'all.
Man.
You know, I had to come through and show some love.
Absolutely, because I
Thank
think this
so
is my.
Thank you so much.
This
I appreciate you, Kendra.
This
You're
gonna be
welcome.
My last free Friday, so yeah, I'm gonna try my best to be there.
Gotta come on through.
Yeah,
you know, even if you
there.
Just come read out in the event page and get some love, just come on through. We always have a good time on there. You got some good music in between. It's a vibe.
That show is dynamic, and I love that show. I listen. Like, y'all be killing it.
And that's why you gotta be over there, Vim, because you're dope too, and you too, VIP. So y'all gotta make it over there.
Thank you, darling.
Definitely.
All right, now.
Well.
All right. I love y'all and have a great night.
We love you too. You too.
We love
one
you
love,
too.
One
love, one love, one love.
Yeah. Man. Man, she
wow.
came through. She just bodied that, like, ooh.
I'm telling you. Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hey, how about another station? That'd be great.
All right, let me get one. Here we go.
This is Tiffany Radio, the For Real, Real Entertainment Network. Being the next phase is online radio. Epiphany. Baby.
Ooh, it's been a good night so far.
Indeed, it has.
I love the vibe.
Definitely the vibe. Vibe is amazing tonight. And these poets are setting the vibe on fire.
I'm telling you, yes. Wow. And I thought we were sappy and we just coming in all gentle, and all of a sudden here comes the rain, and here comes the, and then, and just like you said, the storm and then the hurricane. Woo!
Man, and then the music
awesome.
Maestro throwing up in the mix in there. Just phenomenal, man. Phenomenal.
Absolutely. If you don't mind, can I give a shout-out to my diva, Ola Perla Negra? We hope you feel better soon, diva.
Feel better. Hey, Don, yeah. Just make sure you feel better, sweetie.
All right. How about a little music interlude?
Absolutely. Let me change up the vibe just a little bit, but not too much.
All right.
Whenever you need. I lost the words. No idea these feelings I have for you, they are so true, girl. I heard someone say that love can be so blind, yeah. I'll give you your space to grow, and you know I'll always be there.
You run a game on you, you should have learned there was no way.
I'll be there for you, and I will
put you on the fight for me
and give you fun.
Lose myself, so I can love you better. Had to lose myself, had to lose myself, so I can love you better. Lose myself.
all the misuse I did.
Hey, baby, it's not an excuse I did.
And left you with all the game because for you
yourself in a relationship. She's talking about, I had to lose myself for love. And that's honestly how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You have to lose yourself for love. Mm-hmm. If you truly say somebody, you have to be willing to lose yourself. Not forget yourself, but lose yourself.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother show topic. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a whole other show topic.
It really is. I was going to say, that's a whole nother show. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
Write that down.
Exactly.
Next, let's talk about it episode.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, to thank all of you for coming out tonight to express your vibe. And so now, Poetic and I are going to, you know, go to the Groovy Lounge with the lava lamps and have our favorite libations and kick back. So God bless you guys. Wear your mask still. Be careful. Poetic.
Please make sure y'all wear your mask. People who have been vaccinated are dying because of this new variant. So please, wear your mask. Even if you are vaccinated, wear your mask. Because I surely wear mine and I'm vaccinated.
Me too.
But one love, one mic. We'll see y'all tomorrow, but let's talk about it. We're going to be couples therapy, y'all. Is it essential for the strengthening of the relationship? I'm talking about how you go to the grocery store every month, whether you do it weekly or monthly, however you do it in your household, paying your monthly bills, you know. Is couples therapy that essential? Would it make the relationship?
All right now. I'm so ready. All right, people. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.